This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Senate Republicans today scrambling to keep their Obamacare repeal effort alive, under pressure from the White House to pass something they can call a win.
I hope so. I'm not giving up. I will keep working through the process.
The plan to repeal Obamacare without replacing it? Going down this afternoon on the Senate floor.
Mr. Portman, no.
And last night, 9 Republicans helped sink the massive repeal and replace plan they've been negotiating for weeks.
This certainly won't be easy. Hardly anything in this process has been.
The president this morning attacking a senator in his own party, tweeting, Senator Lisa Murkowski of the great state of Alaska really let the Republicans and our country down yesterday. Too bad.
I am in a position where I'm not looking to a reelection until 2022. It's a long time away.
With both repeal and replace and repeal only out, now it's on to the skinny repeal. A set of smaller changes, including eliminating the individual and employer mandates to have insurance and repealing a tax on medical devices. But it's not clear that can pass.
Everybody needs to saddle up and put it all on the table and say, this is my position. We'll either pass it or we won't.
So after 7 years of promising to get this done, it all comes down to what happens tomorrow. Republicans are furiously negotiating behind the scenes, and Democrats are dragging their heels in protest, planning hundreds of symbolic amendments.
Well, you know, we knew it wasn't going to be pretty, did we, Scott? I mean, did you think that this was all going to come together right away? You know, for as long as it took the Democrats to pass Obamacare, to begin with, lest we forget, now we're trying to unwind the things that have been such a problem. And in a sense, kind of do a do-over when it comes to national health care. And the big problem that we have here, which I've insisted from day one, is that you've got the government in people's business that it doesn't need to be involved in. And this is what is problematic about this whole mess, because, you know, the expansion, I mean, it's easy. It's easy to expand Medicaid. You know, that doesn't take a whole lot of creativity. It's kind of like, you know, if you're a musician, you just turn the amps up and get some distortion, and that's all. You know, it's kind of an easy way out. It really doesn't demonstrate, you know, your ability. But if you can do it clean and simple and with an acoustic and sound great, I mean, that really speaks and says a lot about your ability. Just speaking in musical terms here right now. But for those of you that aren't musical and you're not getting the notes and they sound rather abrasive coming out of Congress regarding this health care situation, it's because it's untenable. I mean, okay, go ahead and pass your skinny, you know, your skinny bill, your health bill, or whatever you want to call it. You know, get these obtrusive and burdensome regulations out of the way once and for all. Liberate the people. Let the people who want to, you know, be self-responsible and go out and work out their own plans, let them do so without the government hovering over their shoulder. And, you know, stay out of the healthcare business. It's not what you're good at. You know, stop the regulations, stop the things that inhibit, and get in the way of us being able to secure healthcare. But every time you get involved, you got regulations, there's taxes and oversight that because somehow you think that you're better than the doctor and the patient who is dealing with their own life and, you know, those people that know about medical care, true delivery of medical care. Let everybody go across state lines. Let them go and, again, get government out of this as much as possible and see what happens with health care. no doubt Medicaid's going to be around. It's going to have to stick around because there are some people that, you know, they need it for pre-existing conditions and other reasons. And I'm saying, look, let that happen, but let it be managed in a way that is not going to drown the rest of us, right, that want to have our freedom to control our own health care system.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, if you're on about and all of a sudden you start hearing some bagpipe music, it's because it's Bagpipe Appreciation Day. You know, things you should know, you know, that are important and that, you know, make the day palpable, perhaps. A little bagpipe music there. And it's also National Chili Dog Day, Creme Brulee Day. You gotta have some food things involved in the day. It's what makes it work. National Scotch Day, which would kind of, you know, kind of go along with the Bagpipe Appreciation Day. I guess they get a double hit today. So if you're not an aficionado of bagpipe music, then you know you can do Scotch Day. You know, I got to tell you, you know, when I was in the Marine Corps, we had a guy, we were boot camp in MCRD. There was a guy whose mother sent him his bagpipes, and one of the platoons that was in our company was led by bagpipes. I mean, and it's really cool when you're marching and you hear the sound of the bagpipes. Of course, you could hear them all over. Here we go. Here's the bagpipes, you know. Hey, you got to love it. Thank you, Scott. Look at this. I mean, this is great. I love bagpipe music. And I got to tell you, you know, when we were going through training.
Nobody ever.
Hey, I know.
His poor parents.
Yeah. But, get these things out of here. We don't need them, you know, we don't need them here. We'll send them to San Diego MCRD. Maybe they'll throw them in the ocean. Actually, no, everybody was, rather inspired. And, nothing like having bagpipes to help lead the way in the march on the tarmac there at MCRD in San Diego. So good fun and good memories. Also today is take your pants for a walk day. Okay. And you can walk on stilts day. So I guess if you walked on stilts
while wearing long pants.
Wearing long pants, yes, and while eating a chili hot dog, a chili dog day.
And playing bagpipes?
And playing bagpipes. I mean, you'd get most of it covered today. So, sometimes we need a break from all this wackiness, you know, as you were saying, Scott. I think that everybody's kind of waiting to exhale over all the stuff that is happening, you know, politically. You know, whether it's the health care issues we were talking about that's just going on and on. And I mean, you know, it is messy. And I maintain the reason it is so messy and untenable is that you got the wrong people trying to do the job here. And I don't know that anybody is seeing this and can step away and just go, look at, let's get Obamacare out of the way, repeal the darn thing. And for most of America, I'd say the majority of Americans who want to have, they want to have health care, whether it's through their job and, you know, make it to where, jobs, you know, our companies can offer health care, and do it, and let the market work. Let them go and negotiate these things. Let them have savings accounts. I mean, we don't need the government to tell us that we need to save money for our health care. You know, if you incentivize them and say, look, I support a health savings account, and you can put it, set it aside and let it be utilized tax free. You're going to incentivize a lot of people to go, okay, yeah, let me do that. Let them go across state lines. Let the states, get out of the control of these insurance companies. And really, that's where a lot of the innovation can take place. And I believe in the long run, yes, this is going to alter the model for insurance companies. And, they've had their way for so long. And, after it's all said and done, can we say that this has worked out in the best interest of all concerned?
Well, make it beneficial for the company to offer it.
I mean,
they're called benefits.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
I don't know. I feel like when you mandate, when you tell somebody that you have to have this or you're paying a fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was it? How many? 7 million people paid the fine or something? Some huge number. Just finally said, and of course, they want to talk about this supposed how many people that Obamacare covered. I mean, which was ridiculous because what they did, they kind of rigged the system and said, okay, well, we're going to let all these other people into Medicaid. And so it really homogenizes the number and gives us an unfair and inaccurate assessment of how effective Obamacare, what it was for the people, because I still maintain, remember that 30 million people they said that donut hole of people that were left uncovered? They can't give an answer on those people, because that's what all this, kerfuffle was all about, right? And why we needed a national health care system.
Yeah. They made it to where you could stay on your parents' health care for, 27?
Yeah, no, 26.
26?
Yeah, right.
And then they thought, well, we'll get those 27 to 35-year-old people to buy in, and those people don't think about health care.
See, they're smart enough to figure out that if they're a guy, they don't need mammograms. They may not even have heard about a mammogram. I don't need that. Why am I buying that? Why am I buying something? Well, of course, for these young millennials already, they're being tagged because they're holding up, the bottom end for Social Security, right? Because they're paying into that they're not going to get money. I mean, here you are, Scott. Thank you very much for paying into Social Security because.
Well, I do it because I want my dad to get his money back.
Yeah, right. You don't want him moving in with you? Is that the deal?
Well, no, you can move in with me, but, I mean, it'd probably be better if I moved in. He's got a bigger house, so I'll move into his house.
Hey, I'm moving in, Pops. I mean, after all, I'm paying for your monthly check, okay? So lighten up.
At the same time, I you're right. I'm never going to see Social Security, and that's a program that I look at.
See, but that drives me nuts. How do you say I'm never going to see something I'm putting money into? I mean, that is it is an absolute Ponzi scheme.
Because they've stolen from it. They're taking all the money.
Of course, but even still, I don't understand why millennials aren't out in the street. I mean, they're worried about Black Lives Matter and all this other stuff. God bless them. But, oh, my goodness, I mean, right underneath your noses, like so many of the injustices that are happening in our country today, and the people go, okay, well, I'm not gonna realize it anyway. Well, maybe too many millennials are not working yet. But just around the corner, when all of a sudden they see their paycheck, and they go, hey, what's this SSDI thing,
I think I kind of know what they're thinking. It's the same reason why you weren't getting that 27-year-old to sign up for health care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm healthy. Right now, this is the thing that bothers me right now. This seems more important right now. And, 30 years down the line, I can guarantee you they're going to be like, well, man, there was a lot of other things that were way more important than that.
Yeah, 30 years down the line, add up that number. How much money you put into Social Security, how much money you're not going to see that's become a federally funded or excused scam that you paid into?
Well, I've got 22 years into it. I've paid it since I was 14 when I got my first job.
Add up the numbers. I mean, we're upset about all the wrong things. But again, this is our inefficient and ineffective government that has opened up the lockbox, gotten into all this money, and then they want to make all these other people, and they want to kind of say, well, it's an entitlement. How can it be an entitlement when you paid into it? I'm just asking a question.
Don't you bring up your facts here.
All right? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, get these facts out of here. Okay, get them out of here.
Man.
Hey, who needs this kind of stuff? You know, it's a slow news day. I was hoping to take it easy. Now all of a sudden you depress me. Jeez, I'm telling you. Well, you know, maybe we need to just hit the pause button for just a little bit. But again, this is what happens when you think the government of everything is your everything. And what they giveth, they can taketh away. This is why we love our God-given rights, because that which God has given to us cannot be taken away. And the government's going to try. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Bill Martinez, live.
Is it possible we don't know what the Attorney General is doing because he's keeping it private?
Well, I think the Attorney General is doing a lot.
And I think that in areas that don't involve Russia, he is moving the Justice Department towards exactly the kind of things that President Trump wants. They have been very aggressive in rounding up criminals from MS-13. He's in the early stages of a real fight over sanctuary cities, and I think he is rocking some of those cities pretty decisively. He has taken some very strong positions on protecting Americans, both from overseas and at home. So in a lot of ways, it's unfortunate that the president decided to go after the Attorney General so aggressively in public, because I actually think that Jeff Sessions is doing a very good job. And I think if you talk to somebody who you'd respect a great deal, like former Attorney General Ed Meese or former Attorney General Michael Mukasey, they'll tell you they are very impressed with the degree to which, outside of the Russian piece, that Jeff Sessions is taking control.
Well, you know, Newt Gingrich, of course, with Sean Hannity talking about Attorney General Jeff Sessions. You know, this is still, you know, a problem. I think it makes us all feel uncomfortable, you know, for those of us who have had to work for bosses that kind of lose sight here. And I think Trump's, you know, I understand he's got a lot of pressure and, you know, what he must be feeling and the frustration that he must be feeling in terms of, you know, this establishment. You know, and he maybe sometimes maybe wonders, maybe doesn't, you know, wonder why he got himself into this, because I think he did say one day early on when he first moved into the Oval Office, he goes, man, this is a bigger mess than I thought. And the way in which he said it and the look on his face, Scott, it was, you know, you had this sense of like he and I don't want to say that he was overwhelmed, but that was quite the reveal. And I think a very honest statement that in terms of how he conducts business, that, you know, the order of the day here is really a mess. And, you know, and like anything, when you are a CEO and you go to take over a company, you measure the heartbeat and you're considering the very soul and spirit of that institution that you're leading. And I believe what Donald Trump realized when he got in there, you know, we see it from our perspective outside, you know, we're not in the beltway, but this is quite the disease in the beltway, that it is, you know, people talk about it every turn, the government's broken, it's dysfunctional, all this stuff, but, you know, do they have the courage, do they have the wherewithal to want to fix it? This is why I think many of us were encouraged that there is a businessman coming into the Oval Office that not only has the courage and the understanding of how business, how institutions should be working, that he is not connected. I mean, in a lot of ways, he's kind of like a, for those that may have experienced a Chapter 11 type CEO who comes in who, you know, isn't related to the family. He has, you know, no ties to the organization. His tie is to the stockholders. His ties are to the bottom line of the company to get it thriving again. This is what Donald Trump brings to the table. And, you know, this situation with Jeff Sessions is unfortunate because personally I like him, and I fought for him, as you know, when he was going through, you know, this interrogation and the confirmation process that was so ridiculous. You know, did he make a mistake? Can we all make mistakes? You know, possibly, you know, only he and Trump know. And to Jeff's credit, to Jeff Sessions' credit, is that he's not whining about this. I mean, how many other people would have wanted a knee-jerk response and whine? Well, of course, they would have ushered himself out the door a little bit faster if he'd been whining about it. But he's out, you know, seems to be out about doing his job, supporting Donald Trump's, you know, campaign promises. And look at everything else that he's doing. So, you know, somehow the president's got to get this out, because this doesn't look good for the president, you know, for him taking shots at the attorney general, not to mention the fact that, hey, look, it's not like you're overstaffed anyway. You're already working on a lean staff. You know, which I think is a good thing in many ways. And you're demonstrating not only to the D.C. Beltway as, you know, got along without you before I met you. You know, we don't need to have all this top-heavy administration. You know, Donald Trump says he's going to cut back the size of government, and he's doing it. And the Democrats are, kind of unbeknownst to them. You know, they think, oh, well, they're hampering the process. And Trump's going, okay, well, you know, I wasn't planning on working with this bigger group anyway. And so he's making it work. And, with a smaller group, he's lean and he's mean. But he's got to be mean on the right things, going after AG Sessions the way he's been doing this. Many conservatives, I mean, you even have Rush Limbaugh now finally, which I was kind of surprised, took him a while, but he finally made some comment about this. This is, not very cool. But I want to play this clip for you about Jeff Sessions, with his latest crackdown on sanctuary cities.
Sanctuary cities facing new requirements if they want to keep receiving millions of dollars in federal taxpayer your money. Attorney General Jeff Sessions unveiling the rules forcing local law enforcement to give the feds access to jails and to alert them when an illegal immigrant who is facing deportation is released from their custody. This all part of the Attorney General's crackdown to keep sanctuary cities from harboring criminals while using federal taxpayer dollars.
Does this just make too much common sense, Scott? That you would do something. I mean, this is something that connected with Main Street America during the campaign. And this is another one of those promises that Trump made that, oh, my goodness, the attorney general is following up on. So let's give him credit where credit is due here.
They've cracked down on human trafficking. So there are some things that he's hitting on. Honestly, I think it was one of those things where, one, I think when he originally answered the question about the, when the reporter asked him, did this bother you that he refused himself?
Mm-hmm.
And Trump, I think Trump just said, yeah, it did. If I would have known he was going to do that, I wouldn't have given him the job.
Yeah, but it was impossible to know because he hadn't gone through the confirmation process. It hadn't come up. Russia wasn't that big a deal at that time, right?
I'm with you. But what I'm saying is that's how he answered it originally. Mm-hmm. And so then all of a sudden everybody started, he's going to get rid of him. He's going to do all this. And I do think that he gets caught up in a bit of hype. They did talk to Sessions, and he said, "There's no way I'm resigning." He goes, "I'm not resigning.
This is the best job I've ever had. This is what I've always wanted to do." Right?
He's like, "That's not." Well, he just basically told him, somebody, I forget who it was, but he's like, "I'm not resigning. There's no way." He goes, "That doesn't bother me." So, I think it's one of those things where I think sometimes Trump gets caught up in his own hype, and. And to be fair, I would like to see Sessions, fire back and maybe, hey, we're going to look into the Clinton Foundation a little bit harder.
Well, and I think he will, but it's tough when it's like, okay, if you're reacting, to the president like this, because if he does, which is interesting, is that, whether it was Eric Holder or Loretta Lynch, you're going to tell me that they didn't overtly do the bidding of the president? Which they're saying, this is the people's attorney general, the number one law officer in the land. But they're supposed to not necessarily be so partisan. But tell me when we've had an attorney general that wasn't so. I mean, didn't President Kennedy have his own brother as the attorney general?
This is the first time where we've in my lifetime to where we've watched the president criticize the attorney general. So that's different. But at the same time, who isn't, above criticism? Trump is no different than you or I. If we criticize Trump, we criticize our senators, our congressmen. I think the difference is that Trump has a much bigger platform. So the criticism hits harder. And this might just...
Well, not to mention the fact he's president of the United States. Come on. He's got the bully pulpit, and he's got his position. His position gives him a lot of oomph, doesn't it?
This might have been his way to publicly tell Sessions, hey, this is what I want you to focus on. Let's do this. And in the coming months, Sessions said, it doesn't bother me. I'm not leaving.
So much for walking softly and carrying a big stick, I guess. 28 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association.
35% of dementia cases worldwide could be preventable by addressing lifestyle factors, according to a new report at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. The Lancet Commission says these factors include high blood pressure, obesity, smoking, depression, and diabetes. For the first time, their report included hearing loss and social isolation among the dementia risk factors. Dr. James Hendricks is Director of Global Science Initiatives at the Alzheimer's Association.
This report is very hopeful. Many people have the potential to reduce their risk of cognitive decline through simple, helpful behavioral changes. At a public health level, interventions based on this evidence could be extremely powerful in managing the global costs of Alzheimer's and other dementias.
According to the study authors, by managing modifiable risk factors at all stages of life, it may be possible to reduce new cases of dementia by 9 million people by 2050. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, good to have Dr. Gerard Lomero back with us, out of the hospital and feeling better and the whole deal. I told him, I know it was so hard for him to leave because that hospital food is just, you know, it's 5-star.
There you go.
Huh? Why not? Hey, you got to look at the upside of things here. But, hey, I'm glad you're feeling well, and it's good to have you back with us. Dr. Lomero, of course, the author, philosopher, economist, and engineer, author of 4 books. His latest book, Great News for America, if we ever needed great news, it is now, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, I think it's a rough patch we're going through. We're going through this turmoil of two different groups within the Republican Party trying to gain control of the party, and two different ideologies going on between the left-wing progressive Democrats and between the more moderate Republicans, and then, of course, ultimately the conservative Republicans. Mm-hmm. So it's a tough time, a little bit of friction, but I think it's all going to work out, and I think we're going to see that happen in about 18 months. I think it's going to take another 18 months before we have a much better resolution.
Well, these factions need to realize, Gerard, that, look, the Republican Party is bifurcated in 3 groups, essentially. and the way they're split up, neither one of them is going to get control. They need to come up with some sort of agreement between them on those issues that they can agree with, and create some sort of survival alliance, because basically, you know, the two-party system is out the door, which is interesting, because I think in Megatrends, John Naisbitt, he wrote about he said that the two-party system was like dinosaurs mating. And, and this is, in a sense, what's been happening. So maybe this is giving way to what, Naisbitt talked about, because that was been my question, because, you know, if we ever got together, you know, I'd say, okay, what happened to this? What are you seeing? Because I saw it clearly back then when the book first came out that this could be a possibility, but somehow it just keeps hanging in there. That establishment that keeps on living. Whatever you want to call it, that organism, if you want to refer to it as the deep state, and that establishment is, if anything's bipartisan, it is that establishment, isn't it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's interesting you bring up Megatrend's book. That's a book I really enjoyed reading a number of years ago. Mm-hmm. And a lot of insights in there were reality. You know, they came.
We're living them today. I mean, with the technology, you talked about high tech, high touch. What happened? I mean, Donald Trump used that concept in a sense for this last election. There were so many people that were left out there, the forgotten man and woman, as he identified them, and he gave them the touch that they longed for, a touch that Hillary Clinton had no concept, nor the Democrats had any concept whatsoever, that, you still needed to get there and talk to the people and connect.
Right. Well, the number one issue is that the politicians in Washington on both parties are largely out of touch with the American people.
Amen.
And I'm talking about the vast majority of American people, not a few fringe elements on either side, but the vast majority of Americans don't like what's going on. They see Washington as corrupt, and boy, we're seeing more and more evidence of that every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the fundamental issue. And you've basically got different approaches to where the American electorate should go, but it's not where the American electorate wants to go, and that's
exactly
the problem.
Well, and it would seem that Donald Trump has a better idea than anybody, because in true form, in bureaucratic form, now you have the Dems responding, to the success of the Republicans and saying, yeah, me too. Me too. You know, I'm for populism. But it's out of their nature. It is not incorporated into their very soul and DNA, is it?
No, and that is something that's breaking news this week, as your listeners may have gotten a glimpse of in the news, the new better deal that the Democrats are coming out with to sound populist. Now, remember, it's to sound populist, because they are not populist.
Mm.
And their idea of better jobs, better wages, better future sounds great. It's lip service to the idea of them being populist. But the reality is that more regulations that they want, higher taxes that they want across the board, and on and on and on down their list of policy objectives, are in total conflict with populism.
Exactly.
So just putting a little window dressing out there, a little marketing spin, a little new branding, that is not going to change the American people. The fact is, as I've said in my book, Great News for America, and as I said many times on TV and radio, the reality is that the Democratic Party is out in the political wilderness. They have lost between 1,000 and 1,500 seats in the Obama administration time period. They continue to lose elections everywhere you turn around, and they are going to be hurt very badly in 2018. I predict that now. There are 25 seats they have to defend in the Senate, 25 seats out of about 33 next year.
Right.
Okay, guess what? They are in deep trouble. They're going to lose a lot of those seats. You're going to see Republican majority. Even if the Republicans don't perform, they're still going to get 60 to 62 seats in the Senate next year. That's going to be a devastating blow to the Democratic Party.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Gerard, when you think about the policies that the Dems have given to we the people, lest the people forget, and heading the list is Obamacare, this national health care fiasco that's imploding on itself right now, that's been on life support for a number of years, that they themselves had an opportunity to amend and correct, but they did little to do that. They've been resisting. Fact is, they've been resisting ever since Obamacare passed. They didn't stop and look at this and say, "Oh, hey, look, we need to take care of. We got some issues here that we could resolve." Nope, they just ignored it, and now here the Republicans are in control, supposedly. Anyway, they're cleaning up the mess on aisle three that the Dems have created. And this thing is a humongous mess because, I say it's almost a Manchurian landmine that that President Obama, his administration, and the Democrats of his era, were codependent in laying upon we the people. And this is why this is such a mess. I mean, this is not an easily fixed deal because this is going to take more courage and conviction than I believe the Republicans, and I'll put it on the Republicans, that they have. I don't think they're willing to fall on their sword for this.
Well, I'll tell you, they are going to pay a large price, ultimately, if they do not. Let me tell you what's going to happen. I've already discussed the Democrats. They are out in the wilderness for next two or three generations, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Republicans have a different problem. They have promised, to repeal Obamacare, and they refuse to do it. They refuse to even repeal the thing and start over or give it that two-year window of opportunity to.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling people, Gerard. It's going to take 2 years to get this thing, filtered out anyway, so repeal the darn thing.
That's right.
And we can correct in flight, can't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, they're having such a hard time figuring out what to do. You ever heard of the free market, guys?
Yeah. What a novel concept, right?
A lot better. I mean, that introduces competition to the whole system. It forces people to get more efficient. They start eliminating paperwork. They stop having to bend over backwards to do crazy regulations, and there are a lot of them, believe me.
Right.
But I'll tell you, they have to take action. If they don't, what's going to happen in 2018, a lot of the more liberal Republicans, or more progressive, if you want to call them, Republicans, are going to face challenges. There are going to be a lot of primaried Republicans that are going to lose their job, and that Congress is going to become a lot more Republican in 2018 because the American people want something out of their Congress. They're not getting it, and if they don't get their act together, then the Republican Party is going to change, and the American people will determine in what direction it will change, which is more conservative.
Well, lest they forget, Gerard, at the core of populism is liberty.
That's right.
Republicans, too many, to your point, these progressive and liberal, Republicans, maybe you might say Republican in name only, have lost vision of what liberty represents.
Absolutely.
Well, Dr. Gerard Lomero has been with us. Always good. Glad you're feeling better. Where can they go for more information to stay connected with you, Gerard?
Go to greatnewsforamerica.com.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. It is 18 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800
540-8816, 800-540-8816, 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, Yeah, live from Hollywood, too. We got Steve-O, Steve the movie guy with us. Yes, the aspiring auctioneer. How are we doing with our auctioneering?
Well, it's coming along. You know, I'm still working on the bid call. It takes a while, but things are coming together.
Well, I've got faith in you. I mean, I know your wife doesn't want you practicing in the living room anymore. And are you relegated to the back corner of the garage, you know, in your practice sessions?
Yeah.
Just about that?
It's not a real popular thing to practice auctioneering.
Well, you got to tell her. Just say, hey, be encouraged. It's not like I'm practicing a tuba or something, you know?
Well, maybe she might disagree. She might prefer the tuba.
Or bagpipes. Today's Bagpipe Appreciation Day. You could have been out there with bagpipes. I mean, you know.
Coming along, though. I should have my big debut here sometime soon.
Well, we want the debut to take place here. I mean, or one of them. Maybe we can get a little bit of the flavor here. So, but of course, the big story that everybody's talking about after this past weekend, Dunkirk. Boy, woo, and we knew it was going to be hot. I told you Thursday last night. I said I'm heading right to there. I'm going to go, and life got in the way once again.
Well, it was number one, doing about 20% better than they thought it was going to do. And again, the unusual thing about this is the first non-franchise film to top the box office this year. I mean, usually it's this summer, I should say, because usually it's the third.
Yeah, right.
This and the fourth of that,
which is kind of unusual because usually when you get these renditions, they kind of die off. But some of these franchises, like you say, they've got the built-in base and it continues to do well. This was surprising.
Yeah, kind of a breath of fresh air. I saw the movie last week, and it is it's not life-changing, but boy, it's a good film, and it really gives you the feeling of what it must have been like to be on that beach. Here you are; you had about 400,000 soldiers. They're on the very edge of Europe. They're being attacked by German soldiers. There's nowhere to go, and you feel how lonely that beach must have been.
Yeah.
And the score is terrific. Hans Zimmer did the score. It really sets the tone for the movie. Yeah, and I saw it in 70 millimeter, and it's really something to see. The only thing I had a problem with, I had a hard time hearing the dialogue. And,
really?
You know, I don't have the greatest hearing in the world. I was a rock and roll disc jockey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've all.
Usually I don't have a hard time hearing the film, but for whatever reason, it may have been the accents or the mix or the theater or whatever. But I had a hard time understanding the dialogue, and especially when the pilots are in the plane and they have that mask on.
Oh, yeah, right.
Kind of like that. So anyway, but outside, you know, I mean, it isn't difficult to follow. You know what the story is about. And visually, it is really something to see. I'd recommend it. 93% of the critics are on my side there.
Well, what about the moral storyline of the, you know, the people, the citizens, you know, the non-military folks, you know,
well,
coming into, I mean, what a great line there. How did that come across?
Well, it comes across, I tell you what really comes across is you realize that England had its back to the wall and really, these were desperate times for England. They didn't think that they would survive. Everybody had to come out, and you know, everybody was a part of the war effort. And you saw the citizens mobilized to go save these soldiers across the English Channel.
Wow.
You know, it's an amazing tale. And like I say, you realize how close England came to not being England anymore. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Really something.
Well, it adds a dimension and understanding of those great speeches from Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, never give
bite
up.
Bite them on
right?
the beaches. That's exactly what he was talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Yeah.
Bite the time. Yeah, I highly recommend Dunkirk. There are some pretty upsetting scenes, but it's war. So that's,
yeah.
you have to know that going in. Dunkirk, number one, 50.5 million last week.
Yeah. Have you ever known a pretty war?
No. No,
it is humanity at its worst, no doubt about it. This is why we do everything we can to avoid it, right?
I hope so, yes.
Amen. Please. Okay, I'm with you. All right, pal.
Girls Trip, a completely different film. That was number two, making $31.2 million. That is a hit. They say that should stay for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man Homecoming, that was number three. War for the Planet of the Apes, number four. And Valerian at the City of a Thousand Planets, that was a big disappointment. This is a movie which cost about $150 million to make, only making $17 million.
Ouch.
At the box office, at least in North America. It's a European film. They think it's going to play much better internationally, and hopefully they'll get their money back.
They can only hope so, right?
Absolutely. Well, this weekend is a chance for us to venture inside our smartphones. It's the Emoji Movie. You're familiar with, of course, emojis and what that's all about. This takes you inside your smartphone, obviously animated. Hidden inside is the bustling city of Textopolis, which is the home to all emojis. Each emoji has only one facial expression, as we know, except for one, Gene, voiced by T.J. Miller. He's an exuberant emoji with multiple expressions. Determined to become normal like the other emojis, he enlists the help of his best friend, HI5, voiced by James Corden, and a notorious codebreaker called Jailbreak, which is voiced by Anna Faris. Now, during their travels through the other apps in the Emoji Movie, the three emojis discover a great danger that could threaten their phone's very existence.
Hmm.
Not reviewed for the critics, so we don't know what the critics think about this one. Something tells me not much, but it's a PG movie that, you know, you can take the whole family to.
Well, and just what you want to be when you grow up is a multiple personality emoji.
Yeah, you know, I take a look at the trailer. It's well done. And you know, like I say, if you happen to be a kid or have kids, it may be one to see this weekend. We also have the Atomic Blonde, which is this is one of two Charlize Theron movies out this weekend. This one getting great reviews. 78% are recommending this one. Now, on this one, this is what they're calling a high-stakes global action thriller. It takes place in the city of Berlin on the eve of the wall's collapse, and you have the shifting of superpower alliances. Charlize portrays Lorraine Broughton, who's a top-level spy for MI6. She is dispatched to Berlin to take down a ruthless espionage ring that has just killed an undercover agent for reasons unknown. She is ordered to cooperate with the Berlin station chief, David Percival, played by James McAvoy, and the two form this uneasy alliance, unleashing their full arsenal of skills in pursuing a threat that jeopardizes the West's entire intelligence operation. 78% recommending Atomic Blonde. It really looks cool. You might want to check out that trailer. The other Charlize movie, not getting quite the reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Only 7% are recommending The Last Face. I've heard some pretty harsh reviews in my time. But this one takes the cake. One critic coming out saying, lock this film in a vault and set it on fire.
Oh, wow.
Ouch. But you check out the trailer. It looks like a much better film, of course, than that. The Last Face, it centers around a love affair between Dr. Ren Peterson, played by Charlize, who's the director of an international aid organization, and Dr. Miguel Leon, played by Javier Bardem. He's a relief aid doctor, and this is set against the devastating backdrop of war-torn Liberia. Miguel and Ren must find a way to keep their relationship alive in these extraordinarily difficult conditions. Great cast. You got Javier Bardem, Charlize Theron. It's directed by Sean Penn. Maybe he didn't have his bring his A game to this one. Last Face, only 7% recommending. And then, of course, you remember An Inconvenient Truth.
Yes, right.
10 years ago, as a matter of fact. There's one called An Inconvenient Sequel, Truth to Power, coming out this weekend. 74% of the critics are recommending this one. An Inconvenient Truth was rather a bleak documentary. This one is more uplifting. This is a follow-up that shows just how close we are to a real energy revolution.
I mean, really close, right?
Yeah, I think so. Vice President Al Gore continues his fight, traveling around the world, training an army of climate champions, influencing international climate policy. You have cameras following him behind the scenes in moments private and public, funny and poignant, as he pursues the empowering notion that while the stakes have never been higher, the perils of climate change could actually be overcome with human ingenuity and passion. I'm going to see this on Saturday, and Al Gore is going to be there doing the Q&A.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that should be kind of interesting. Another movie called From the Land of the Moon. Not getting great reviews, but it's just one I want to see. It stars Marion Cotillard. It's a French film. It takes place in 1950s France. She plays Gabrielle, who's a passionate, free-spirited woman who's in a loveless marriage, and she falls for another man when she's sent away to the Alps to treat her kidney stones.
Boy, that'll agitate something. I mean, you know, a loveless marriage and agitated kidney stones. Yeah.
You know, something's bound to happen there.
Yeah, I think you start looking up to the sky and say, okay, God, who did I upset here?
I guess you might call that dramatic tension. Whatever. Anyway, she yearns to free herself and run away with Andre and, of course, cure the kidney stones as well, I guess. Only 33% are recommending From the Land of the Moon, but yeah, I don't know. Like I say, it's just one of those movies that looks like something I'd like to see. Then we have a movie called Menage, which is a very sweet film, an unusual film. 100% of the critics are recommending this one. It takes place deep in the heart of New York's ultra-Orthodox Hasidic Jewish community. And you have Menage, this kind, hapless grocery store clerk. He struggles to make ends meet and responsibly parent his young son, Revan, following his wife, Leah's death. Now, tradition prohibits Menage from raising his son alone. So Revan's strict uncle adopts him, leaving Menage heartbroken. And meanwhile, though, Menage seems to bungle every challenge in his path. His rabbi, though, grants him one special week with his son, Revan, before his wife's memorial. It's his chance to prove himself a suitable man of faith and fatherhood and restore respect among his doubters. Unusual film, but you might want to check out the trailer. It's quite a sweet film.
Yeah.
Another movie called Brisby Bear, which was big up at Sundance. Oh, my gosh. It's one of these explorations, I guess, in the possibilities of cinema, which means that you just kind of shake your head and go, what's going on here? About 85%.
It's one of those ones that got out of the lockbox, so to speak. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I used to work for Sundance Channel, and I've been to Sundance, and I've seen this type of movie again and again and again. Brisby Bear Adventures is a children's TV show produced for an audience of one. James, when the show abruptly ends, James' life changes forever. He sets out to finish the story himself and must learn to cope with the realities of the new world. You really have to check out the trailer to figure out what this one's all about. 85% of the critics are recommending Brisby Bear.
Well, it's a thing we can count on, right? We can always count on new openings and new movies and, time to catch up on some of the ones you may have missed, right?
Something for everyone.
Hey, why not?
Dunkirk this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. Got to. All right, buddy. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Steve the Movie Guy, direct from Hollywood on Bill Martinez Live.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.